Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, looking at this, these new ideas that Bill Shorten is tossing around, for a little bit of background, could you perhaps explain to us what is a discretionary trust?
It's basically it's a trust, and I guess a trust generally is just another entity. I mean, we don't technically know, but we can call it another entity. So you know how you've got a company, and you've got a partnership, and a sole trader. Well, a trust is just amongst those four. It's an entity you can choose to own assets or operate a business through. It's got a lot of legal history and all that sort of thing, but that's essentially what it is. Now, a discretionary trust, there's two categories really, a fixed trust and a discretionary trust. The discretionary trust is the problem. The problem, the reason why it's a problem is because the trustee has freedom to allocate the taxable income to whichever beneficiary it chooses. So that's the thing about a discretionary trust. It's that complete freedom of the trustee, basically, to make the income allocation. So that's essentially what it is, and capital allocations as well.
How many of these actually exist in Australia, these discretionary trusts?
The latest ATO statistics, just a hard word, is basically 650,000. Now, they've doubled, basically, in about 15 to 17 years. They've doubled. We're up at 650,000. And that's putting them on roughly equal numbers to private companies. So that's how significant they are. There's a lot of them out there.
And what is Labor actually proposing to do about this?
Well, can I explain, Sean, that the current position, just to reemphasise what I just said, is that the trustee is free to allocate the taxable income to whichever beneficiaries he or she wants to. And the point there is, within a family, you allocate it to people who have a low tax profile. In other words, they're a low-rate taxpayer. And so you minimise the overall family taxation. So that's basically what's been going on. That's the short answer of it, and that's where it's basically unacceptable. Now, Bill Shorten's proposal is basically now to come along and say, look, we know this is going on. We just can't let it keep going on. We're going to make it so that distributions from a discretionary trust have got to have a minimum 30% tax. So just as a little example, let's say the trustee is allocated to the adult child who's at university, so they're over 18. Let's say they allocate them $20,500, which is the tax-free threshold, roughly. So that would have borne no tax at the moment under the current rules. Under the new rules, that $20,500 will bear minimum 30% tax.
And exactly how would they have to go about this? How complicated would it be to go about this? Because it sounds to me, as a layperson, as something of a loophole, and these have obviously gained a great deal of popularity because of this sole purpose. So how exactly would they go about changing this?
Sean, you know what? One of the smart, and the Tax Institute and I are in complete agreement on this, one of the really smart things about this reform measure, it actually is not complicated. We already do this in many parts of a tax act, in one area of trust actually as well. So it's actually a very simple measure to implement. Of course it's going to need some, anti-avoidance rules and integrity rules and drafted carefully and all that sort of thing. But it's actually a pretty straightforward, simple measure. It actually doesn't add to compliance costs. So it's a very, very clever way of doing it actually.
And yet we've had some small business owners come out and say they've got some concerns that this 30% rate of, a flat tax would essentially be affecting them as well. So not just the super wealthy, but also small businesses who are relying on this kind of thing as well. Is that a fair criticism?
Sean, I think you have to work through some numbers to really be on top of this, but I think there is a little bit of a legitimate concern there. And if I can explain it this way, There may be situations for some discretionary trusts, and by the way, I think the numbers are so small, and that's why I'm really hesitating to say it's a big issue. I don't think it's a big issue because there's going to only be a small number of these trusts. But there might be certain discretionary trusts where whatever happens, you can't get over a 30% average tax rate now. Under the new measure, automatically you are bumped up to 30%. So that's where I think, and I wrote a short piece in The Guardian the other day sort of setting that out a little bit. That's where I think there is a little bit of cause for concern, but look, I really think knowing how these trusts are structured, the number of them in that situation is going to be so small, really. It can be managed.
So just given that, that's a small issue, given the big issue around wealth inequality, are there any measures that you haven't heard from the opposition leader just now that you personally would be recommending to be tackling wealth inequality here in Australia?
Well, Sean, can I actually just stick to this one? I've got a little bit of a concern here with this measure because this is not doing as much as it could on the really super wealthy, because as you know, the top marginal rate's 47-49% with the temporary budget levy and that. It's fairly high. But this measure here just confirms that very wealthy people can actually get their tax rate down to 30%. And so I think there's some issues here that they could have gone further, basically. They could have gone further at the wealthy end. They could have gone further here. So I'd be urging them over the next year or two as they develop this into operational rules to look at that. The bottom line with the wealthy in the tax area is that a lot of them are engaged in very aggressive tax planning, tax havens, all that sort of thing. I just think there's no choice but to really have strong enforcement measures and, give the ATO, the Australian Taxation Office, the resources to actually follow through. Some of these wealthy people are hardcore I won't say tax evasion, tax avoidance, tax planning. The only way to address it is through very strong measures. We've got some pretty good tax rules overall, but the problem is enforcing them is actually an issue.
Well, Dale, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate your time on this one this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on.